Appendix A, Munitions Distribution Enablers. Munitions distribution enablers include material handling systems, associated container and packing materials, and equipment and automatic identification technology. The integration of distribution enablers allows sustainment units to provide rapid munition support in a timely manner. Materials handling equipment. Modular force operations require a logistics system with timely and rapid delivery of supplies. Incompatibilities between transportation modes, MHE, and cargo platforms force rehandling of supplies. Soldiers require a variety of equipment at each logistics node. Key to successful distribution is the use of technology to the maximum extent. Ammunition handlers must attempt to reduce the required equipment variance, provide timely support, reduce the logistics footprint within the OE, and improve the efficiency of the distribution system. The effective use of materials handling systems, palletized load system, and the load handling system improves the operating forces, responsiveness, streamlined sustainment process, supporting the objective force, deployability, increased efficiency in distribution nodes, agility, ability to respond to changing unit needs to maintain battle rhythm, lethality, reduced disengagement time, enables continuous operations. Distribution operations at the tactical level use different types of MHE to transfer cargo platforms between transportation modes and reconfigure loads on the platforms. Commanders must factor operating and maintaining MHE into the logistics footprint at each distribution node. Palletized load system and load handling system components help to reduce the personnel and equipment requirements. Effective and efficient use of intermodal platforms requires that planners factor all aspects of intermodal operations. For example, loading, deployment, reception, onward movement, unloading, distribution, and associated force structure into support plans. Planners should prioritize the use of finite intermodal platforms, pre-designating container ships, as well as establishing priority use and return of containerized ammunition distribution systems or other special containers for ammunition movement are two examples of planning actions aimed at ensuring the effective and efficient use of intermodal platforms. Palletized load system. Palletized load system and load handling system platforms minimize MHE requirements, reduce soldier exposure, and enhance soldier protection while reducing the logistics footprint. These systems assist with configured packaging and platform-embedded materials handling for rapid, accurate, and agile resupply that reduces the physical demand on soldiers. This speeds sustainment replenishment operations and rapidly returns combat platforms to the fight. A modular ammunition platoon may establish and manage a flat rack control point at or near an ASP to facilitate seamless flat rack exchange and accountability. Incompatibilities require numerous interface devices for cargo platforms such as palletized load system flat racks and containerized roll-on and off platforms to be transported on aircraft and watercraft. This forces rehandling of munitions using numerous types of MHE from the national provider to the brigade. Interface devices add to the cargo handling time by requiring additional steps to connect or disconnect them in distribution operations. This creates a larger logistics footprint in terms of the soldiers required to perform these extra steps. Examples of these enhancing interface devices include the following. Container handling unit for the palletized load system and load handling system. Load handling system ability to carry International Organization for Standardization containers. Roller platform for air deployment for International Organization for Standardization containers. Aircraft interface kit for loading and unloading containerized roll-on and off platforms on a C-17 or C-130, also known as a slipper device. Flat rack aircraft interface kit for aircraft loading and unloading the wider flat rack. Munitions commanders and planners recognize strengths and inherent incompatibilities in MHE and systems in order to provide the most streamlined and effective distribution system possible. They look for ways to reduce handling and equipment requirements while enhancing efficiency and assuring adequate redundancy to overcome any mechanical or technical shortfalls in handling equipment and systems. The container handling unit is an add-on kit that allows for the loading, unloading, and transport of standard 20-foot International Organization for Standardization containers without the need for an intermediate flat rack. M1075 palletized load system trucks with or without winch can have an integral container handling unit stowage space between the load handling system hook arm and engine. Containers and packing materials. ASAs are the primary consolidation hubs for turned-in or backup ammunition storage containers and packing materials. ASAs also consolidate materials for building or repairing pallets and storage containers. The commander and ammunition personnel in the ASA must take care to ensure compliance with applicable policies and procedures for the management of containers and packing materials within the ASA. There are various categories of containers linked to their source or acquisition. This is an important element of container management, in that each container category may or may not have certain costs associated with its use. For example, detention, leasing per diem, and leasing off hire costs. ASA managers must be familiar with all categories of containers and the regulations, policies, and procedures that govern their use. Categories of containers include government-owned containers, government-leased containers, contractor-acquired government-owned containers, government-furnished equipment containers, carrier-furnished containers, contractor-owned containers, unresolved or disputed ownership containers, and abandoned and unserviceable containers, modified, altered, damaged, or destroyed. Containers storing ammunition may move forward of a theater ASP as containerized throughput when an echeloned ASA has proper container handling capability. In theater, container storage sites are registered and regulated through transportation procedures established to ensure container utilization economy through visibility of assets and ownership verification. As ASAs will frequently become sites of temporary container storage, they must adhere to the surface deployment and distribution commands procedures for ITV and storage tracking. Refer to ATP 4-12 for more information.